What's up, guys? I think I like bike shows again. It's been a while since I was like excited about a bike show. I think I just got jaded after a while with bike shows. There was a time when bike shows just felt like a fashion show. There's good things about shows, there's bad things about shows. I think we all know them if you go to big shows. But this weekend was Born Free, and I went last year. I went earlier today, and I had a good time. So if you've been here before, welcome back. If you've never been here, then welcome for the first time. My name is Mickey. I work at Laidlaw's Harley-Davidson. So you may have seen me on Matt Laidlaw's channel. That's really fun. So yeah. Here, I talk about motorcycle stuff and photography. That's pretty much it. That's all I'm really interested in. Bike shows have always been kind of a point of contention. I think a lot of people hate them, a lot of people love them, and some people, I guess, are kind of indifferent. They go once in a while, they don't really go all the time. That's kind of me. I'm kind of like in the middle. Like, I'll go if I'm in the mood. I went to Born Free many years in a row because it's just right in my backyard. It got to the point, I don't know if you guys remember, I don't know what year it was, hipsters became a thing, and there was like beards and man buns. And bikers are like against the status quo. So like I shaved my head because I had long hair, but I didn't like all of a sudden people were calling me a hipster, and I was like, well, what is a hipster? I don't understand. Some of that motorcycle style got picked up by the hipsters, and everybody knows what a hipster is now, but back then I didn't know what a hipster was. And I remember some of those years feeling like, oh wow, like this is literally just a fashion show. Back then I used to think it was important how many miles you rode and how many miles you had on your bike and stuff like that. Now I don't care about that stuff anymore, but when you're young, you kind of like have a chip on your shoulder. I definitely had multiple chips on my shoulder. But as I've gotten older and, being involved in this industry for a really long time, it was really cool. Like I actually had a really good time, and there was guys that watch my channel that came up to me and said hi. So thanks, guys. I appreciate it. It feels good to know that people are watching your stuff and paying attention to the things that you're doing. So I always get recognized for being on Matt Laidlaw's channel, which is awesome. Thank you, guys. I love being on his channel, and I'm very fortunate to have that platform because I was doing all the same stuff before I started working for Matt Laidlaw. And the only thing that changed to where people stop me and be like, yo, dude, I know who you are, is since I've been on Matt Laidlaw's channel. So that platform has given me a lot of opportunity to like get to know people and, kind of broaden my horizons. And that's made me enjoy going out to things more. So another part that was kind of a negative that I didn't really like was the commercialization of things. Everything becomes about money and selling stuff. And I'm like halfway in and halfway out on this because I know so many guys that I genuinely care about that, make a living off doing this stuff and going to shows like Born Free, and I want to support them and I want them to do well. But at the same time, it's kind of very commercialized. Like, is it a bike show or are we selling clothes here? But no offense to the guys selling clothes. I have friends that are selling clothes there. Another one of the big reasons that I really enjoyed myself was just looking at all the bikes. Today, the weather was great. It was like mid-70s, when in years past, it's been over 100. And it was great, man. Some of those bikes are absolutely gorgeous, like knock you off your feet gorgeous. My buddy Alex from Crispy Co., dude, his bike. Alex, you're killing it, dude. That thing was beautiful. I do think there are other smaller benefits, like being able to go to a show like this and seeing vendors that sell parts and being able to see parts in person, see them on, their demo bike that they have in their booth and being able to look at that before you invest a bunch of money into whatever parts they are. I see a lot of value in that too. I think you can also get a lot of inspiration going to a show like this and looking at different creative bikes and being like, oh, that's cool. I never thought of that. Like, that's like right down my alley. That's something that I'm really into. And they incorporated it onto their bike. So maybe I can kind of like evolve that and do something for myself. And seeing old friends, it's always great to see old friends. I've been in this motorcycle world a very long time, and it's nice to run into people. I saw my old buddy, riding buddy Vic today. That was great. Haven't seen him in a while. We used to ride together before I rode Harleys, and I'm so fortunate to see customers there as well. A gentleman that bought a bike for me last night, I ran into him there. So that's always cool. Another thing I really like doing is supporting like all these bike builders, all the people that are out there pushing the culture forward, being creative with their art and motorcycles and building motorcycles and stuff like that. That's something that is way beyond anything that I could ever do, and I find it to be so impressive, and I love looking at that stuff, and I love that we have a way to celebrate those bikes and those people and those builders and continue to push the culture forward in that way. But I can only do so many of these. Like, I don't think there should be more bike shows. Like, I think it's awesome that, you know, however many 25, 30,000 people show up at Born Free through the Saturday and Sunday. I think that's amazing. A lot of bikes were there, like oceans of bikes. So kudos to everybody who rode out, because that's what it's all about. But for me, I can probably only take 2 bike shows a year. I love Chopper Fest and I like Born Free. Born Free is pretty cool. It's kind of a formative show in Southern California. A lot of people come from out of town as well, so that's always really cool. But outside of that, my favorite stuff to do is like the small stuff. Like, I really like what Steve from Speed Kings is doing with kickstands and coffee. Just going down the street on a Sunday morning and there's no vendors, there's no trophies, there's no DJ, there's no MC. It's just everybody come hang out, get some riding in, have some breakfast, get a cup of coffee, chill with your buddies, meet new people, and then be on your merry way. That's kind of a little bit more down my alley as far as my personality goes. That's not to say that there isn't a place for bike shows. I think there is. I do like them, but I wouldn't want them to be any more frequent than they already are. I think what we have going on right now is good. And I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys like going to these things? Are you guys Sturgis guys and Daytona guys, and like the rallies are your thing? Or, you know, there's different types of riders. There's destination riders, like the guys that just want to get to the spot. And then there's the journey riders, which are like, I'm there for the ride. When I go on the rides with Matt and the guys from work, I never know where we are. I never know where we're going. I'm just enjoying myself and enjoying the scenery and enjoying the miles and enjoying the camaraderie of being with my buddies out on the road. And I've even had people, you know, ask like, oh, hey, have you been to this area? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And Matt will be like, dude, we went there together. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we did. Sorry. I was just there for the ride, bro. But I do think that this is a culturally important thing, and I'm interested to know, do we want more bike shows? Do we have enough bike shows? Do we have too many bike shows? I know there's pros and cons to everything, man, and we could, if you want to go through all the pros and cons in the comment section, you're more than welcome to. There's a lot of things that I like, there's a lot of things that I don't like, but I think when it comes down to it, this is all about community, and I like seeing people that I know, I like seeing old friends. I like seeing beautiful motorcycles. I like having an excuse to go out on a ride. And yeah. And I think for all of those things to come together in one single weekend, the only real way to do that is a big show like Born Free. But it's almost like I have a limited social battery, you know? And I don't know how many of these shows that I could do within a year, considering what I do for a living. But you never know. Let me know what you guys think. See you in the next one, guys. Have a good one.
I watch you guys.
I watch you guys.
It's been a long time.